Hi, my name is Rich Lander. I'm a program manager on the .NET team at Microsoft. I work on the .NET Framework, .NET Core, and NuGet. I've worked on every .NET release since .NET Framework 2.0, building features for big servers and small devices. I'm also a .NET blogger, tweeter, and spend time in the .NET org on GitHub. Today I'm going to talk about the improvements we've been making to NuGet in Visual Studio 2015 Update 2. Many of our updates are based on community feedback. We've been listening. We're going to talk about three categories of changes today: making NuGet easier to use, making it faster, and making it easier to collaborate as a group on projects that use NuGet. Today we're going to talk just about the NuGet client experience. We've also made many changes to the NuGet.org service to help with client performance. I'm not going to go over those today, but it's true that service changes are also helping to make the experience better, and we'll continue to do that. I'm going to talk about the changes we've made and then show you them live in Visual Studio 2015 Update 2. Project files are the center of the universe for any developer. Some care about how these files are updated, some don't. Where it becomes really important is when you are collaborating with other people with source control. You don't want to have to see a lot of diffs in project files, and you really don't want conflicts. NuGet hasn't been the best citizen on generating diffs and conflicts in your project files. We have a new model now that I think you'll like. NuGet no longer updates Visual Studio project files like CSproj. Instead, it records package information in the new project.json file. It doesn't store path information, just package and version information. When you update the package, you get a diff, but that's a diff you want, and it doesn't conflict with your collaborators. Let's take a look at the new experience in Visual Studio 2015 Update 2. Okay, let's take a look at the project update experience. So I have two solutions open. The first one is a console app, which uses packages.config to describe NuGet dependencies. And I just added Newtonsoft.json as a NuGet dependency. Now let's go to Team Explorer, and you'll see that I've got this project under source control, and so we can actually compare with unmodified for the project file, and we actually see that we added packages.config, which is fine because that only happens once. And then you see we've added a reference for Newtonsoft.json. One of the most important parts is this hint path. And this hint path could potentially differ on my machine versus your machine if we're working together. And so it's definitely an opportunity for both diffs and conflicts. Now let's contrast that with this other project that I'm working on, which uses project.json as a way of describing NuGet dependencies. So you can see we've added the same dependency, Newtonsoft.json. So let's now go to Team Explorer and look at the differences. So you can see there's no Visual Studio project file that's been changed, just project.json, and so we'll compare with unmodified again. And you'll see that there's only one change, which is the addition of Newtonsoft.json, and you can see that the specific version's listed, and this is definitely a change you want to have. And you might wonder, well, what happened to the hint path? Well, we've actually made another change, which is that in the past, your NuGet dependencies were all located at the solution level. So it means each solution had their own mini NuGet cache, which created a lot of duplication on your disk. So now I can actually show you where the global package location is on my particular machine. So it's here under the .NuGet directory. And if we go to packages, you'll see that Newtonsoft.json is indeed in my package directory. And so the NuGet client knows to restore the packages to that location, and then it knows to find them there. And that's shared across all apps on the machine, at least for my user, which is great. And So that's the improvement going forward for projects that use project.json. Today, ASP.NET projects use those. PCL projects use those if you use .NET Core. And we intend to bring project.json to other project types in the future so that everyone gets this experience. NuGet is now the primary vehicle and experience for references and dependencies these days. As a member of the .NET Core team, I can say that we've made a big bet on NuGet. It now means that the primary experience for selecting dependencies and applying package updates is via the NuGet manager. Let's talk about updates. It's important to keep your apps up to date. Visual Studio templates, at least for .NET, come with pre-installed NuGet dependencies, many from third-party developers. The ASP.NET templates, in particular, come with tens of dependencies. That's a good thing. It means we're making good use of the .NET ecosystem and helping you pick out some of the best packages to start with. You can stay with a version of a given package forever, or you may want to find that you want to keep up to date. Package authors tend to add new features and fix bugs. Those can be helpful to you. It's not easy to keep track of 20 different open source projects. Instead, the NuGet client displays all the updates available to you. We've made that experience faster and easier to use. It works better for projects at the solution level and across multiple NuGet feeds. Start updating. Let's now take a look at the new updated experience live in Visual Studio 2015 Update 2. Okay, let's take a look at the project update experience. I've got a solution here with a portable class library and an ASP.NET web application. Let's start with the web app. You can see that it's got a healthy set of NuGet references. Now let's go to the Manage NuGet References UI. And you can see that all of the packages are listed. And you can see that the current version is listed. That's the installed version. And actually, the latest version is listed as well. And you've got this nice little UI experience. You could actually just click directly on the this button, and it will update to the latest version. You can also go to this Updates tab, and it actually tells you how many updates are available in the context of your project. You can click there. If you'd like, you can update all the packages at once, or similarly, you can update one at a time. You've got this nice little window here where you can update to the latest version, or you can update to one of the other ones. So we can also, we also have an update experience at the solution level. And so we can go here to manage NuGet packages for solution, and we get a very similar experience. The most interesting one is the consolidate tab, and you'll see here it lists the intersection of packages. And so here we actually notice that we have a difference in package dependencies across the portable class library and the web app. And so if we wanted to, we could actually leave them as is, or we could upgrade to the latest version or to an arbitrary other version. Going back to the update tab, we can actually change the package source as well. And so I use CoreFX MyGet because I'm on the CoreFX project. And so actually, if I want to, I can adopt these really bleeding edge versions from the MyGet or not. And so you have a lot of control over the NuGet view that you have through the NuGet package manager. And it's really easy to adopt updates as they become available and you're notified of that. Thanks for watching this video and learning more about how we're improving the NuGet experience. To recap, we're focused on performance and usability. Much of that feedback has come from you, and please keep it coming. It's a great time to be a .NET developer, and NuGet is a big part of that. I hope you have fun building your next project using Visual Studio and .NET, and of course, your favorite NuGet packages. Thanks.